June is a month for prayer. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Ramadan approaches, the Muslim holy month, we know that there are a lot of people who are trying to reach God. Today, we'll explore what that means for believers around the world. Don't know what to pray for? We've got some ideas for you a little bit later on in today's broadcast. On June 6th, Ramadan begins, and extremist imams are calling the jihadists to prayer and action. Now, as odd as it might sound, Christians are doing much the same thing. See, prayer is a vital part of ministry, so says Matt Parker of Kids Alive International. But the key difference, it's relational.
We believe that it is God alone who transforms lives forever. And so we are committed as an organization to keeping Jesus Christ right at the heart of everything that we do. Every children's home that we run, every school, care center, community program, every decision that we take. And that means that prayer is very much at the heart of everything we do.
Kids Alive is hosting their Global Day of Prayer on June 7th. And people around the world are invited to join the ministry in praying for lives to be transformed forever by the power of God. Plus, Parker says the 6,000 kids they serve are going to be praying as well.
We want to encourage these kids to be praying for other children around the world. Children in Lebanon, for example, praying for children in Guatemala, for children in Haiti, praying for the kids that we work with in South Sudan.
The best part? Answers to prayers are shared on both Kids Alive's website and their Facebook page. And the answers inspire everybody to pray even more.
And asking God to continue to transform the lives of the kids and the communities where we work.
We've got three specific prayer requests for Kids Alive programs in Lebanon, Guatemala, and South Sudan. Be sure to check them out at missionnews.org. Since we're talking about prayer, please remember Central Asia's churches. Summer in the United States often means Bible camps and vacation Bible schools for those churches. But it's a privilege not everybody gets to enjoy. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Depending on where you are in the former Soviet Union, you can have places where these summer camps are held by the churches openly, and ministry with the kids just is fantastic and goes very well. You have other places, though, such as Central Asia, where opposition to evangelical churches is very strong, and that forces sometimes the churches to have to use very discreet methods to be able to hold the camps.
In Central Asia, governments oppose any and all religions, but by God's grace, SGA partners are able to somehow hold their summer children's ministries.
As we've seen so often in our children's ministries, when a child comes to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and they take home their children's Bibles or the children's literature that they provided, or maybe a Bible lesson they've learned at camp. Sometimes these little children can be the most effective evangelists in beginning to reach their families for Christ as well.
So pray. Pray for these kids' ministry camps, that God would move through them and keep people safe. And historically, the Bible was prominent in many areas of American culture. Even the short-lived but revolutionary Pony Express had elements that were supporting the importance of Scripture. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China explains.
Every one of those writers had a Bible from American Bible Society, and it just was very encouraging to me that early on in our nation that the Bible was significant.
Perhaps the Bible isn't as prominent now in the U.S. as it was back then, but in China, there's a real hunger for it. And just as the Pony Express writers carried news, even the gospel, with them thousands of times across the country, Christians in China are planning to carry the gospel from rural areas into the city.
As I see Bibles for China sowing God's word in through China, I see a real move of God. I see new people coming to faith in Christ.
Mission Network News is a service of one-way ministries: Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way invites you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.